You might thinking I'm going to have baptism now. Probably not. We have the baptism later. After being a priest, a number of people ask me how I feel about being a priest, because it's not that long. It's still, I guess, 8 months being a priest. So it's a baby priest. So I found it's hard to explain how I feel about being a priest. But I'm so happy to be a priest, because as a priest, I can bring heaven to earth. Have you ever thought about that? As a priest, I can bring heaven to earth. In the Mass, that's what priests do. Bring heaven to the earth. I can't understand why God allows me to hold him in the Eucharist and allows me to say this word, "This is my body, which will be given up for you. This is my chalice, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many. Do this in memory of me." He's talking to me at that moment and saying, "This is for you. And do it because you are a priest." And every day he's telling, "Do it because you are my priest." And at that moment, Jesus is saying to you, "Receive me." At that that's the moment, I guess, heaven and earth becoming one. And not only that, the angels worshiping together with us. Because we are with Jesus, is the heaven is there. The angels are there. So when we celebrate the Mass, what happened? Heaven is coming to the earth, not only just heaven, together the angels and saints, we are worshiping God in the Mass. So that's why I'm so happy. But not only that, as a priest, I can help people to experience God's mercy, healing in the sacrament of the reconciliation. That's how I feel about being a priest. Yesterday, before we started the Mass, someone in the choir said, probably Father Terence, I know he never sing, but he might be surprised us by singing. I said, "Sorry, that's the only thing I can't do, being a priest, because I'm a bathroom singer, not the singing in front of the microphone. So if you want to listen, you can come to our house, because when I'm in the bathroom taking a shower, I will sing." So that's the only thing I'm not doing as a priest. But I do all this stuff, and I'm so happy being a priest. On this Good Shepherd, for Good Shepherd Sunday, church invites us to reflect on our own vocation. Unfortunately, when we hear the word vocation, we think about only two things: either priesthood or religious life, right? That's what we always think. Ah, that's a vocation. Or maybe just to become a priest. But that's not the reality. That's not the truth. It's the truth half, but not the full truth. Because in the church teaching, we hear the universal call, which means all men and women are called to be holy, called to holiness. In other words, God called us to be a saint. As a priest, he called me to be a saint. As a mother, as a father, as a child, God called you to become a saint. And that is our primary vocation. And I guess this is Sunday that we need to sit and reflect that the truth of our vocation as a priest, as a mother, as a father, as a child, am I walking towards holiness? Am I desire to become a saint? The problem is we can't buy the gift of holiness. We can't buy that one because it's a gift. It's a gift from God. We can't receive the gift if we don't know who's giving that, right? But we need to understand who's giving that gift. And then we have to go to him. We have to listen to him. We have to have a dialogue with him. We have to have a relationship with him. Because we never buy gift and give the random people, right? You never woke up morning and say, I'm going to Coles or Woolies or Kmart, buy something and I'm going to distribute as a gift to the others. We never do that one. We give the gift if we know the person. And it's the same thing. When we encounter someone, we need to have a relationship first of all. So when we encounter Jesus, we have to have a dialogue with him. We have to get to know him. And we have to listen to him. And today's, that's what Jesus is saying in the gospel, I'm a good shepherd. I lay down my life. I know my own, and my own know me. They too will listen to my voice. As a priest, I found my vocation in Jesus Christ, in Good Shepherd, because I was following him. I was listening to him. And I heard Jesus saying, Terence, I called you by your name. You are mine. And he consecrated me to priestly ministry. So when we follow the Good Shepherd, as I'm following Good Shepherd, I know that I'm walking a right path. Because Psalm 23 said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. So I know where I'm going. I don't have to be afraid because I said yes to the good shepherd who leads me. So my friend, when we encounter the risen Lord, we encounter the good shepherd who laid down his life for us. We hear Jesus saying in the gospel, I lay down my life for my sheep. In other words, Jesus saying, I died for you. I gave my life for you. So when we choose to follow him, he will look after us. He will be there for us. In Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 16 said, I shall search for the lost, and I will bring them back. I will bind up injured and strengthen the weak. In other words, Jesus saying, I will come to your weakest place, and I will heal your wounds, the inner wounds, the wounds that we carry, rejection, fear, broken relationship. He will heal that. He will come to our darkest place and bring the light to that place. That's what he is telling today. And he's saying, I lay down my life for you. I'm bringing healing to your life. I'm bringing life to your life, your relationship. But the truth is, sometimes we can't experience healing in our brokenness. It is hard to see the light in our darkness. And sometimes it is hard to find the true peace in our hearts, right? Then we ask why then we want to follow Jesus if we can't find the peace in our hearts. If we can't see the healing, why we want to continue to follow him? We can ask that question. The truth is sometimes we still feel the temptation. You know, we pray, Lord, take this temptation from me so I can be holy. But the truth is still we are falling to our temptation. Still we fail. So then we can ask then, what's the point following Good Shepherd? What's the point I'm giving my life to Christ? If you think about it like this, normally when we're sick, what we do? We go to a doctor. because we believe the doctor will help us, right? When we go to doctor, we never questioning him. We never ask, can you show me your graduation certificate? Can you show me your qualification, whether you can treat me? We never ask those questions because we believe in a doctor. We believe in him, and we think that the doctor will help us. But sometimes, even the treatment takes time to get healed. The recovery takes time. The same thing, when we come to Jesus, we need to trust him. We need to keep trusting him. But sometimes it takes time to take, the healing will take away, take part in our life. Because it's a journey. Sometimes we have to keep surrendering ourselves to him, saying, Lord, I really need your healing. I really need your touch. This ongoing surrendering, the ongoing choice that we need to take. We need to take a decision every morning whether we want to follow him or not. But we have to believe in him that he is our good shepherd. And he died for me, and he will bring the healing to me in his time. He will listen to me in his time. So it's the trust that we need to build. It's like this. That's why I took this one. So just imagine. This is you and me. Just imagine. I know you are not a glass, but just imagine this you and me. It's pure. And you can see through that, right? And when God created us, he put his spirit. In our baptism, he put his spirit. He said, you are my son, my daughter. You are part of my family now in our baptism. That's what happened. So in our baptism, in other words, we became so holy, like an angel. But what will happen? When we go older, we make a bad choice. We start to lie. We start to go to our addiction. And we say yes to the darkness. And our life start to make a messy. Sometimes we're still carrying the darkness in our heart because we mess up. We make a bad choice. We say yes to the bad choice. So we're still carrying the darkness. But what will happen when we say yes to Christ every single day, when we come to him saying, Lord, I really need you. When we come to the Mass every day, what is happening is this. He's pouring his love, his mercy, continually, every day, when we choose to love him, when we choose to surrender ourselves, he will keep pouring his love. He will continue to pour his grace. He will continue to heal us. But it takes time. It takes time. It will happen in his time. So eventually, our soul become holy. We become pure. That is our vocation. Vocation to the holiness. That's how we become saint. It's not happening overnight. It's a choice that we make every single day. Yes, I'm going to say yes to Good Shepherd. I'm going to listen to him every single day. Before I make any choice, I'm going to listen to him. I'm going to make a choice every morning whether I want to come to Mass or not. When we come to Mass, we receive Jesus in the sacrament, and we need to open our hearts and say, Lord, heal me, purify me, sanctify me. Purify my thoughts, my feeling, my actions, my emotions. And he will do that one. But we need to give permission to him. We need to make a choice every day whether we want to pray or not before we start the day and before we end of the day. It's our choice. But when we make that choice to follow him, this is what happened. He will continue to heal us. So one day, you and me, become a saint. Because God called us to the holiness. That's how we find the true vocation. That's a gift from God. So my friend, are you want to open your hearts to him? Are you want to give a permission to him to come to that brokenness, the darkest place that we carry, the yuckiest place, the place that you don't want to talk to anyone? Do you want to invite him to your relationship, to your family? It's up to us. So I invite you to just take a moment and think about what you want to offer today. Which part of your life that you want to say yes to him and open to him and say, Lord, come to that part. Come to my life. Do you want to make that choice? I invite you to just think about one thing that you want to offer to him and ask his grace and ask his healing. Just think about one thing. And I invite you to that. During the offertory, offer it into the altar. When the priest raised the chalice and bread, look at that and say, Lord, I'm offering this one to you. I'm offering my brokenness, the guilt that I'm carrying, the unforgiveness that I'm carrying, and the fear that I'm carrying, the anxiety, depression, any of sicknesses. Just surrender to Jesus, and he will lift it up to the Father. And he'll come to you in the Eucharist and bring in that healing. So just think about one thing that you want to offer to him today.
Hello, Father Dan here. If this homily has been helpful, there are a few things I'd love for you to do. Firstly, subscribe to this podcast or share this episode with someone who might find it helpful. And consider also helping us to expand our mission and reach out to more people by donating at stbenedicts.com.au/donate, or you can click on the link in the podcast description. Thanks so much for joining us and have a blessed week.